This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. Supreme Court has finished hearing arguments on whether Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes while still in office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The hearing ran over 2 hours, starting with an attorney for Donald Trump.
The framers of our Constitution viewed an energetic executive as essential to securing liberty.
And D. John Sauer argues the fear of prosecution would hinder that.
That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making.
Justice Elena Kagan giving a hypothetical about a president ordering a military coup.
You're saying that's an official act?
I think it would depend.
That's immune.
But Trump appointee Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the question is when immunity can apply.
The president is subject to prosecution for all personal acts, just like every other American for personal acts. The question is acts taken in official capacity.
The case could be sent back to the lower courts, which could delay a decision until after the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Department of Defense Press Secretary Patrick Ryder said U.S. military vessels have begun to construct the initial stages of the temporary pier and causeway at sea to deliver aid to Gaza on Thursday.
We're aware of the significant interest in this important effort and will provide much more information in the very near future as we work alongside the international community to rush aid to the people of Gaza.
Earlier, a U.N. spokesperson said a United Nations team in the Gaza Strip visiting the site for a pier and the staging area for maritime aid operations had to seek shelter in a bunker, quote, for some time on Wednesday after the area came under fire. Writers said a small number of mortars landed in the vicinity of the marshalling yard area for humanitarian assistance, but had not impacted U.S. operations or equipment since it happened before U.S. forces have started. This is VOA News. Some U.S. college campuses call in the police to break up pro-Palestinian demonstrations, while others wait it out. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Atlanta police and Georgia state troopers arrested at least 17 people during pro-Palestinian demonstrations on the Embry campus. One student interviewed by the Associated Press was shocked to see law enforcement on the scene.
This is insane. I just saw police use unnecessary violence for peaceful protesters. I saw police knock students to the ground. Clearly, you see a bunch of arrests going on.
An Emory spokeswoman said that university police had ordered several dozen demonstrators who set up tents on campus to leave, and added that the group trespassed onto the private school. Emory is just one of many universities across the nation protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations at colleges in other major cities like Los Angeles, Austin, and New York continue. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Haiti has opened a new political chapter with the installation of a transitional council tasked with picking a new prime minister and preparing for eventual presidential elections. Thursday's swearing-in coincided with the departure of Ariel Henry, who presented his resignation in a letter signed in Los Angeles, dated April 24th. It was released on Thursday by his office on the same day that his remaining cabinet chose economy and finance minister Michel Patrick Boisvert as the interim prime minister. Rudy Giuliani, a former lawyer for Donald Trump, is among 18 people charged in Arizona with illegally seeking to claim the state's 2020 electoral votes for then U.S. President Donald Trump. In an indictment unsealed on Wednesday that names Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator, Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The indictment, unsealed on Wednesday, stems from efforts to reverse Democrat Joe Biden's victory in several states that year based on Trump's false claims that he had been reelected. Giuliani's spokesman confirmed the former New York mayor was among seven defendants whose names were initially redacted in the indictment. Another is identified as chief of staff in 2020, who was Mark Meadows. Arizona's attorney general said the redacted names would be made public after serving the indictments to all defendants. The court document lists Trump as an unindicted co-conspirator under the description of a former president of the United States who spread false claims of election fraud following the 2020 election.
Diane Tao from Reuters. Two U.S. officials say the United States will pull the majority of its troops from Chad and Niger as it works to restore key agreements governing what role there might be for the American military and its counterterrorism operations. Agreements in both countries allow the U.S. to conduct critical counterterrorism operations and have supported military partner training. Now, there's concern that U.S. influence in Africa is losing ground to overtures from Russia and China. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexa Strope, VOA News.